Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Kickstart your adventure now with a new Gud golf cart from Country Carts of Brookhaven. Gud golf carts are assembled right here in Mississippi with the best features around. And best of all, they're street legal. Country Carts of Brookhaven, 401 Highway 51 South, phone 601-748-0454.
Reminding you why we all love living in this great state of Mississippi.
It's the Ricky Matthews Show on Super Talk Mississippi.
Welcome back to the Ricky Matthews Show. I have my friend Kenny Holloway. Kenny, you know, Billy Knight, Mayor Billy Knight of Moss Point, we just chatted with. We're lucky to have him in coastal Mississippi working on behalf of any community, and thrilled to have him in Moss Point. But he's just a fun guy to be aligned with, isn't he?
He is. He's dedicated to Moss Point. He's got some great ideas. We have a little meeting, lunch every quarter, the mayors in Jackson County. I think we've talked about that before, you and I. And Billy's, you know, he's got things going on in Moss Point. I kid him. We kid back and forth with each other, you know. I said, Billy, if I could have that intersection you have out there at the interstate, man, you're going to be very, very happy with what's going to happen out there and what kind of revenue, the tax revenue you generate for that. It's going to be a game changer for Moss Point, I believe.
No, I definitely agree, man. There's going to be a giant sucking sound off of I-10, and you know those folks coming from Alabama. I think it's just going to be terrific. Incidentally, on that mayor's luncheon, at some point I want to join you guys. I don't want to crash your party, but I've got great relationships with all of you. It'd be a great way to see all of you at the same time, you know, in one position. Yeah. So make a note about that. And at a moment when it works for you guys, I'd love to join you guys.
Yeah, I think Billy's hosting it next. Make mention of that to him.
Okay. Hey, listen, it's always thrilling to see all the amazing development and effort, the private investors. You and I have talked about this so many times before, but the amount of the millions, tens of millions of dollars being spent in Ocean Springs right now is remarkable. You know, I've got a show that I'm going to be putting together with Joe and Jessica Cloyd that's going to play on Monday. And we're going to talk about their new boutique hotel that just had a grand opening and all their other investments that they've made in the city. But man, you've got to be just thrilled with what you're seeing happening all around you right now.
Yeah, we are. We're thrilled about it. Joe and Jessica, Roxy and Ted, I mean, you know, they have made sizable investments in Ocean Springs and surrounding areas, and everything they do is really classy and first class, and it fits in the downtown scene. You know, it doesn't stand out as being odd. It just kind of blends. And I don't know if you've been in the Springs, but it's really a cool spot. It really is.
Yeah, I've seen the pictures, and I've seen, you know, Joe shared some of that with me along the way. I'm going to come and get over and have some lunch with him soon and get the full kahuna, because I've been everywhere that he's done developments. But, you know, the story of Joe and Jessica, what I intend to really kind of tell the story of is this power couple that's working together to do all this diversified work. And, you know, the word on both of them, Roxy and her husband as well, is that whatever they touch, you know, turns to gold. I mean, they really know how to. They understand Ocean Springs, and you said that really well just then, that what they're building is like a puzzle piece to the community, because they're really interested in the community. They're active in the community. They're trying to give back to the community. And to take an old structure and be able to renovate it in such a way, sometimes it's easier just to tear it down. You know that. You come from real estate, you know, business. Sometimes a lot easier to tear it down, because all the surprises you get as you start pulling back the layers of the years of renovations and whatever, just easier just to tear it down. But that's not the approach they take. They're willing to spend the money and build something that fits the character of the city. And the Springs Hotel is just another example of that.
It is, you know, it is. And the Roost, you know, Hemingway, they're all different, but they speak Ocean Springs. They really do.
And
we're happy to have them.
Listen, last time I drove through the city, it was pulsating with people. Restaurants seem to be doing well. Overall, when you look at it just from a macro level, you look at it just from where you're sitting, what's your assessment of how things are going in the city at the moment?
Things are going well. You know, the downtown area, especially this past couple of weeks, spring break going on, we have a lot of families in town. And, you know, middle of the week, you know, people walking up and down the street, filling up the restaurants, you know, just shopping in the boutiques. So we're blessed, the downtown area. We're going through right now our spring cleanup, spring planting, flower beds, stuff like that, that is going on, Spring Arts Festival this weekend. And then we, you know, follow it right back up with the Delta Rising, you know, that you and I just talked about. So, you know, we've got a lot of things going on.
Yeah, John Mohead, who I had on the show this week, he obviously is a singer and a songwriter, a musician, comes from the Mississippi Delta. But it's a unique event. I think this Delta Rising event has some real potential because it's not just about the music and it's not just about blues. It's about a wide variety of music, eclectic music. He's bringing these incredible artists in, and then on top of it, it is about the art. It is about the food, and you know the we talk very specifically about the incredible influence that so many different cultures have had on the Mississippi Delta. It's a wide variety. It's incredible. And to have that tasting, that part of it there, this, so that people can feel the Mississippi Delta for what it is, and I spend a lot of time there, I think it would change people's perceptions about the Delta. So it'd be not only a fun event, great for the city, but I think it's also going to be good for the Delta, for people to hear that story and be able to share in the experiences that other people are going to be sharing.
Yeah, I was in D.C. this past week, and two of the mayors that were with us over there with MML were, you know, one from Cleveland and one from Greenwood, you know, and I visit them every now and then, board meetings and so forth, and I enjoy going to the Delta. You know,
yeah, yeah.
And the food's always good, especially the tamales.
Hey, no, I mean, look, you're right. I mean, the there's an Asian influence, a French and Italian, as you pointed out. We've got several immigrant families that live there that have brought sort of this wonderful Latin culture and Mexican culture. It's really, really cool. But I spent a lot of time in Greenwood, you know, that's kind of my home away from home because I lease three farms up there for that. We do it for hunting, but we enjoy being up there year round. And I would say that the Delta is my home away from home. And the more time I spend there, of course, this show gives me a chance to meet people like John Mohead. It gives me a chance to meet so many wonderful people. Steve Azar, and the amount of time that I spend with Steve, he's got a show also on Super Talk that's terrific. But Steve's the music and cultural ambassador for Mississippi. And listen, the king of rock and roll came from here. The father of country music came from here. The king of the blues came from here. I mean, we've influenced music all over the world. And it's great to be able to tell that story right there at this unique event that's going to be taking place. So it'd be cool to see it. In fact, I'm going to try to go myself. But I really did enjoy that conversation with John Mohead. How are things going at the center there?
The Mary C. is busy. It's real busy. I think the auditorium's booked 50 events this year already. It's classes nightly. So we'll start the summer program when the kids get out of school. So it's busy. The building's got new life into it, and you know, we're very happy with the activity and the progress made over there.
So you and I, we usually have talked already before the legislative session starts. Man, you've been watching, I know, from pretty closely. But as I mentioned to Billy Knight, we have a new speaker. The new speaker didn't take any important conversations off the table. You got a lieutenant governor. I mean, let's face it, he's a tax lawyer. That's what he did for a living, very successful tax lawyer. He's involved in the nitty gritty and the details. That is for sure. But you've got, you know, usually there's a lull. When the legislative session starts, there's kind of a lull until they start filing bills and whatever. There was no lull this year, man. They literally hit the ground running. because the Mississippi retirement program is something they've got to focus on. There's been an important conversation and debate around Medicaid expansion. You've got these multi-billion dollar projects that have state requirements from a financial investment point of view. And I mean, really, the list just goes on and on. I mean, there's no shortage of issues. Did you have a specific agenda that you were focused on this year that got you active?
Well, you know, Ricky, Mississippi Municipal League, which is the organization that most of the cities are part of. Toby Barker, the mayor of Hattiesburg, is the president this year, and Toby asked me to be his legislative chair. So not only am I, you know, up there for appropriations for the city of Ocean Springs, but I'm also helping the Municipal League lobby some of these, statewide and large issues that each city is going to face, each county, each hospital. And the first is a huge, huge deal. So the speakers, Speaker White and Lieutenant Governor Hoseman, I mean, they hit the ground running this year, and they're working good together. There's a lot
Let's do this. We'll pick it up on the other side. The Mississippi Municipal League, incredible organization. We had the opportunity to do a live remote from the meetings that take place. And you usually join me, and Toby does as well. Boy, so you're talking about putting your finger on the pulse of the needs of counties and municipal governments across the state. That's the place to do it. When we come back, we'll continue our conversation with Mayor Kenny Holloway from Ocean Spring.
And now, back to more of the Ricky Matthews Show on Super Talk Mississippi.
Welcome back to the Ricky Matthews Show from the Citizens Bank Studio. I have my friend, the mayor of Ocean Springs, Kenny Holloway, with us. We went to break, though. He was talking about the Municipal League. He's actually chair of the Legislative Committee for the Municipal League. And, man, what a great way to keep your finger on the pulse. Really powerful organization. I got there early the last couple of years to do the live remote for Super Talk Mississippi. And, again, I got there early. And the parking lot was literally full. I mean, the people who are engaged in that organization, they are really engaged. Of course, state leaders come down and legislators come down. It's a great way to really keep your finger on the pulse of what's happening in the local communities. And I get that probably a lot to say grace over being the legislative chair, but what a great position to be in when you're the mayor of Ocean Springs as well, because it's going to create some opportunities for you to have some conversations, isn't it?
It does. It creates opportunities to not only meet with the Coast delegation, but to meet, statewide representatives and senators about issues. And I enjoy it. I really had a good time. I'm glad Toby honored me with selecting me to do that, and had the faith in me to do that, because it's interesting, and it's important, and I've had a good time with it.
Hey, the one thing you learn, and again, I alluded to this in the beginning, because in this particular legislative session, there are a lot of really major issues. I mean, just making the budget work this year is going to be such a challenge. But when you're engaged in this is true before, and I'm certain, I would assume that in your current role as a legislative chair for the Municipal League, it's even more so. But the competing objectives, man, I mean, it's just enormous. I mean, there's just so many issues. Everybody's got infrastructure needs. Economic development sort of collides with that. And again, the state retirement program and how to fix that. And there are so many competing objectives. It's not a good time to be a leader in the legislature right now, because you've got to make some tough decisions. I mean, that's the bottom line, isn't it?
It is. I mean, they do make some tough decisions. There's, misconceptions about what goes on in Jackson and how hard they don't work and so forth. But they put a lot of hours in. And they spend a lot of time focusing and studying issues, and it's interesting to watch it work. And the Coast delegation is really strong. We used to go up there, as you well know, and we'd have competing against each other for things, and then you never got anything done. But You know, that they're all working together. They're all working for the coast. And as far as MML goes, you know, we're focusing on the PERS, Medicaid expansion. You know, just we'd like to see the local option sales tax, you know, increase. And a lot of the stuff doesn't make it. But I think so far from the MML standpoint, we moved our important legislation along and it's still alive. So that's good.
Yeah, that is really good. So, if you're just bumping to me and as you're walking through downtown, which you do a lot, and you're just telling me about the things you're most proud of so far, what are some of the things that you mentioned to people?
Well, you know, Ocean Springs is, and I've said this many times, some passionate folks, and you know, we are doing things at a rapid pace, and a lot of it's change, and people don't really care for change a lot, and particularly if it's in their backyard. But you know, we finally got our redevelopment authority in place. We got some very smart people, and you were talking about the money that's being invested in Ocean Springs. You know, Shane Loper is on our redevelopment authority, and Shane called me one day and he said, Shane lives right down the street from me. He said, oh, can I come down and, you know, sit down with you? We'll have a beer. And I said, absolutely. You know, and Shane said something to me that really stuck. He said, you know, Kenny, the capital is coming to Ocean Springs. We can sit back and just let it happen, or we can get ahead of it and try to guide it and direct it to where we want it to be and how we want it to be. And, you know, that's stuck. And Shane's a smart guy. And we're happy to have him on the board, on the commission there. But that's what's happening. You know, we've got a lot of people love Ocean Springs. They want to be in Ocean Springs. They want to live in Ocean Springs. They want to go to our school district, you know, and I hear it all over the state, you know, and outside the state. Even I was sitting in a restaurant in Washington, D.C. waiting, I got there a little early, and a couple sitting right next to me was from Picayune. You know?
It's a small world, man.
Yeah. So he was asking me about Ocean Springs, and we talked about Ocean Springs.
We're about to come to the end of our time together, but real quick comment about Shane. Shane Loper, incidentally, has huge operational responsibilities for Hancock Whitney. I've known him for many years in the community, works very closely with John Harrison, who's been on the show many, many times. But when you got that quality of person who's working across multiple states simultaneously, seeing the best of the best, and he can apply those learnings to a city like Ocean Springs, what a benefit to have somebody like that involved. But Kenny, we're out of time for the day. Next time we'll spend a little bit more time together. It's been a pleasure to catch up with you.
Thank you, Rick. Anytime.
You bet. This has been Kenny Holloway from the city of Ocean Springs. Have a great day, and we will see you tomorrow.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.